Item number 16 is the Department of Administrative Services quarterly update on the state of Milwaukee County's interests and matters related to the Behavioral Health Division.
Good morning, Mr. Lamers.
Good morning, Chairwoman Perez and board members. Thank you for having me here today. I am just here to present some updates from DAS. I highlighted a couple of items in a report that was shared, which I can briefly speak to. One of them was regarding the 22 budget and the adoption of the budget and key elements that were included in it. The report provided a summary of some of these items. I won't go through everything, but just touch on a few of relevance. We had a $1.3 billion budget overall that was passed by the board. It includes $309 million of tax levy. With our structural deficit, we estimated a $20 million budget gap going into the year. Despite the challenge, we were able to get through with no major service. We did see better sales tax collections than we initially anticipated from our existing rate. We saw a rebound in sales around the county. We did ask departments to support, so there's limitations there in terms of departmental funding, but see any major cuts from that. And we did use some reserves in the budget to help us get through. We did see in this budget significant investments put towards the county's vision and mission around racial equity, really maturing our process there. We have a racial equity budget tool that's been used for the second time. And within this year's process, we went sort of from collecting data and information to actually funding some of the priority item departments really highlighted. Couple of the provisions for employees, there's a 2% across the board raise effective in April, and there's an annualized investment of up to $5 million for equity adjustments for employees that have the highest disparities in pay compared to a comp study that is currently underway by human resources. These are in terms of the across the board and the equity adjustments, this is a larger raised than we've had in any recent budget, particularly on the equity adjustment side. Employee health and dental premiums are not changed at the same time. We've added positions in human resources that are focused on diversity recruitment and retention. As you're well aware, the Behavioral Health Division budget reflects significant changes with the new mental health emergency center next year, as well as the UHS hospital, and we're expecting to see some great service improvements there from these changes. The transit budget is steady, largely thanks to federal funding. They're still very low on ridership compared to prior to the pandemic, but there are federal funds to offset that. There are some reorganization changes in the budget. So one of them, the Office of African American Affairs, has been reimagined into an Office of Equity. They will still continue to focus on the African American community and still have African American Affairs internal within their department, but some focus on equity overall for the county with the new department. There's also a new Cabinet Department Office of Strategy, Budget, and Performance created. So the budget function is aligned with strategy director, and also a project management office is created there to really start driving performance functions and other aspects related to county strategy. That does relate here. I wanted to mention I have been coming here to provide the Department of Administrative Services update for quite a while, and well, will no longer be part of the Department of Administrative Services in the new year. So I could come and represent the new Office of Strategy and Budget would be appropriate, unless you want updates on facilities or IT contracting matters, would be an update from DAS. going forward, you know, we do still have our structural deficit. When we look to next year, once again, we see likely a $20 million budget gap or somewhere in that magnitude. It's just our revenue growth tends to be limited to about 1% per year. We are continuing to advocate at the state level for revenue options. I think I've said before when I've come here and talked about the sales tax option that it's been an uphill battle, but it's something we really continue to advocate for. And just an update on that is we are starting to see some bipartisan support related to the effort. So we are continuing on that path, given that we really see it as one option to increase revenue to the scale of our needs at the county. Separate from the 2022 budget, one of the significant fiscal items is the American Rescue Plan Act. We've received under the state and local fiscal recovery fund $183 million allocation for Milwaukee County that's available through the end of 2024. There are other allocations through the Rescue Plan Act that the county will receive, but this is the one, the large allocation that is central funding that we have some flexibility in how we spend. The Board of Supervisors created a task force to make recommendations on how we spend these funds, and they're currently in the process of working towards those recommendations. So they have broken the allocation into funding buckets that they're working against and have subgroups dedicated to each. And I've shared here, one of them is focused on revenue loss recovery of $115 million to make recommendations amongst that pot of funding. We are expecting revenue loss under the bill to actually exceed our allocation. So that's why the largest component is dedicated there. Almost $37 million is allocated towards community support programs, and there's a group working towards what will those be, but those may be in areas of housing, in areas of mental health, employment, other aspects. We have a COVID-19 mitigation subgroup that's working towards a $23 million allocation that's for COVID response activities around the county. We are involved in testing and vaccine administration, and we need to keep our employees safe, et cetera. And we have a fund administration category for tracking of the grant and measuring outcomes and administering programs. So to date, there's been about $10 million of items that were approved that were seen as items that couldn't necessarily wait to get through the process of making larger recommendations. Or the board or county executive deemed were high priority. So Right to Counsel, which is a program to assist individuals facing eviction, has been funded. Flexible housing subsidy pool has been funded at $1.5 million. This is for housing options in the community. We have COVID emergency response dollars so that we have available funds as needed. And we are having severe staffing shortages in the correction officer title, and a premium pay allocation was dedicated there. There are a few other items that were recommended by the task force and are actually under review by Finance Committee today. The Cox Human Service Center, $32 million allocation of ARPA funds to help make necessary improvements to COGS. That's a project that it's very large and difficult to fund within our normal capital plan. So this might be our opportunity there to fund those improvements. And there's some digital transformation funding and funding for capital, given that we're going to likely have a lot of capital funding come out of this allocation. So the task force is working on recommendations regarding the fund now, and we're expecting larger funding approvals to come in early 2022 to start getting towards spending on the bill. So that's the updates I wanted to share for today. And if any questions, happy to take them. And thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Lamers, for always a good overview, big picture updates. I'd like to invite the board to answer or ask any questions or make comments.
So, I mean, it is our intention. I am, you know, that is.
I have a question.
Mary.
Yes, Mr. Labor. The 2% wage increase that you talked about, is that across the board for all county employees, including VHD employees?
Yes, that would include all general employees that are not part of a bargaining unit. And that would include VHD employees.
Okay.
Thank you. That's a good question. Others?
I have a question.
Rachel.
For people who are working in the community every day with people who, with individuals who need some of the help that you've indicated exists, I'm thinking specifically of the Right to Counsel program that you just mentioned. It's the first time I've heard about that. How can we keep in touch with that? How can we find out about new opportunities for people? How can we find that out? How can we know about that if we're not on the mental health board?
Right. So based on that, you know, I can go back and work with my team about on communications. If right now we have, you know, we're working with contractors like legal aid, and then our housing division will be out, you know, in the community advertising these services to folks who may be in need of them. And there are various forms of communication regarding it. The program only started very recently, so it's very new. And there are communications going on surrounding it. But further than that, you know, I can talk further with our team that's working on this.
I can't emphasize how important a program like that is. Most people don't care about this stuff unless they need it. When they need it desperately and in a timely fashion. I myself have tried to connect people with legal aid to no avail. You know, they have a hotline and you tell your story and you don't hear from anybody. So I'm delighted to hear about the programming that you're talking about. I just wish that all of the agencies could get regular information about that so that it can be used meaningfully by the people whose lives depend upon these kinds of services. So thank you. Thank you. If that could happen, we'd be delighted.
Mike? Joe, I have a question. I've had gotten a couple of emails from staff about this, so I'm just going to go right to the top here. So we talked about the 2% increase in April in the budget. The way the BHD employees' pay grades are structured is a bit different than the balance of the county. So can you clarify, does that 2% increase apply to staff who have reached the top of their pay grade or their pay range here at BHD? I know that doesn't apply to other pay grades, but can you clarify that? That's a question that continues to be asked.
Right. When there's a COLA, the pay grades all get adjusted to account for it, so including at top of step. And I can share that. I can share the details with you, Mr. Lappin, on
okay.
that.
Because my understanding is that those pay grades have not been adjusted in previous years to reflect those COLA increases. So I just want clarification. Staff keep emailing me about it, and I don't know the answer. So
okay, I can have that conversation with our human resources department and share some information with you there.
Okay, thank you so much.
And I didn't mean to cut you off earlier, Mr. Lamers, after Rachel's comment, if you wanted to add anything to her question.
No, I didn't have anything else on that.
Should I do anything? I mean, would we hear from you? I mean, is there anything that we can do to facilitate getting more information?
You know, I wanted to speak with our housing division and just get some more information from them. I'm not sure what else I can offer at this point, but definitely take the comment and go back to housing on that. They would be able to speak to this more, I think.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Brenda.
Yeah, I just want to quickly reiterate again is that how important it is that we have so many different new programs coming out, but how do we get it to the community before a crisis happens? And that's one thing that I think we struggle with. is that we have to be able to educate the community of what's out there so they can lend a hand to someone else if one of their friends calls and says, this is what I'm going through. Oh, yeah, I heard that there's this program that can help you with housing or whatever the case may be before we go into such a crisis that everyone is scrambling to try to find services. How we can do that, I don't know, but I guess we have to seriously just sit back and think about how do we, again, that goes back to community engagement of getting all that information out to the community before there is a crisis.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other questions for Mr. Lamers?
Mary's
Thank
right
you for
there.
Your time this morning.
Mary's right there, Maria. Oops. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mary.
Yes, Mr. Lamers, one way to maybe make a connection, Mr. Manthe and Mr. Collins may be speaking in January on housing to the Milwaukee Mental Health Task Force, and that's an audience that has a broader reach and that a large email is sent out to, and that could be potentially a way for him to include in his presentation the information that needs to be put out into the community. So if you talk to him, that could be a venue for him to share that, just a piece of information.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I will pass that on. And I am certain if Mr. Manthe was here, he would have a lot more information than I'm
right,
able to
I'm
share.
Right, I'm sure. I just want to let you know there's a connection coming up possibly the second Tuesday in January.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Anyone else? Again, thank you for your time, Mr. Lamers.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All righty. Jody, we can move on to the next item.